It's Friday, June 12, 2026. This is the Rate Harp Vancouver Market Brief. What's moving in Vancouver? The Vancouver housing market is at a crossroads as we approach the middle of 2026. Recent reports indicate that while mortgage rates have slightly decreased, the overall market response has been tepid. As of June 12, 2026, the 5-year fixed mortgage rate sits at 4.78% and the 3-year fixed rate at 4.64%. However, the 5-year variable rate is more appealing at 3.55%. Despite these lower rates, home sales in Metro Vancouver dropped by 3.5% in May, signaling a cautious market where buyers are hesitant to make commitments. Even with interest rates easing, the Vancouver housing market continues to struggle with subdued sales and significant price adjustments. One of the more alarming trends is the ongoing lag in the condo market, which has not rebounded as expected. This segment has traditionally been a strong performer in the Vancouver market, but recent data shows a stagnation that could indicate deeper underlying issues. As reported, the combination of economic uncertainty and rising costs in other living expenses is making it challenging for potential buyers to enter the market. Additionally, the latest report on the Nanaimo real estate market from May 2026 highlights that even in surrounding areas, the trends are similar. Prices are down, and the market is grappling with the same issues that are affecting Vancouver. This suggests a broader regional challenge in the housing landscape, which may need time to stabilize. What it means locally, the implications of these trends for Vancouver residents, whether buyers, sellers, or investors, are significant. For buyers, the slight reduction in rates might seem promising, but it's essential to consider the broader economic context. With the stress test rate at 6.78%, many potential buyers are still finding it difficult to qualify for mortgages, which is limiting their purchasing power. This is particularly true for first-time buyers who may have been hoping to take advantage of lower rates to enter the market. Sellers, on the other hand, are facing a challenging environment. With prices dropping and inventory levels remaining high, many are reconsidering their strategies. The recent reports indicate that home prices have seen notable declines, which could force sellers to adjust their expectations. In some cases, homes that were once seen as highly desirable are now languishing on the market, leading to increased anxiety among homeowners. As prices continue to drop, sellers must be strategic to avoid prolonged listings and potential losses. Investors looking at the Vancouver market should also tread carefully. The mixed signals from the local economy, coupled with a housing sector that remains in flux, suggest that now may not be the best time to make sweeping investments. With court-ordered sales and ongoing disputes over pre-sale contracts in the Lower Mainland, the landscape is fraught with risk. Investors should conduct thorough due diligence and consider diversifying their portfolios to mitigate potential losses. In conclusion, while the dip in interest rates might provide a glimmer of hope for Vancouver's housing market, the reality is that significant challenges persist. The combination of subdued sales, falling prices, and economic uncertainty means that both buyers and sellers need to approach the market with caution. As we move forward, it will be essential to watch how these trends evolve and adapt strategies accordingly. Here's what it means for you. Key takeaways. Vancouver's housing market remains subdued despite lower mortgage rates. Condo sales are lagging, indicating deeper issues in the market. Sellers must adjust expectations as prices continue to decline. For free tools, visit rateharp.com.